The Mishnah tells us on Daf Yud Zayin, "Beshami Omim Ein Shomim Diol V'Samonim V'Karshinin Elakdei Sheyishum V'Beod Yom." But on Shabbos it would be forbidden, and the Gemara says on Daf Yud Ches the reason is because Beshamai is of the opinion that Shvisis Kalim is Diraisa. The Gemara quotes on Daf Yud Ches a Braisa, Lo Yaskir Adam Kalev L'Nochri Be'Erev Shabbos B'Reviv V'Chamishi Mutter. So Tosis points out, there's one that you can't rent or give your kli to a goy, only it's us Erev Shabbos, but on before Erev Shabbos, on Wednesday or Thursday, it would be permitted. And Tosis says that this brisa is not based on Shvisis Kalim, and because of Beis Shammai, because if it was because of Shvisis Kalim, which Beis Shammai holds as Diraisa, then it would be us even in the middle of the week, even on Wednesday and Thursday, not only Erev Shabbos. So this Braisa is not like Beis Shammai. However, the Rif does not quote this Braisa, is mashmit it, and the Balamor says that the reason is, that the reason the Rif leaves it out is because the Rif interpreted that this Braisa goes only according to Beis Shammai, who's, and it's based on the Loch of Shvisis Kalim. And since we passen like Beis Hillel, not like Beis Shammai, and Shvisis Kalim is Mutter, so therefore the Rif discards this Braisa and doesn't cite it. The Baal HaMor disagrees with that, and he says that even Beis Hillel would agree to this Halacha, and it's a separate Issa that if you give it Erev Shabbos, your maski, your kalim to a goy, it looks like your amila nocha. It's like your master lasus malocha b'shabbos. But this halacha, according to the Baal HaMor himself, is not based on Shvisis kalim, and therefore it's even according to Beis Hillel. However, the Rambam, if you look in the Rambam Perek Vav Milcha Shabbos Halacha Tesayim, the Rambam says mutu lahashil kalim ulahaskirim legoy. And the Rambam disagrees with this Rambam because based on the Braisa that it's only that is forbidden Erev Shabbos. Apparently the Rambam doesn't quote it because he also thinks that Braisa is like Beis Shammai, is the Baal HaMor suggestion, the Rif, and therefore he doesn't quote it. So apparently the Rambam has a distinction though, because the Rambam says that it's mutu lahashil kelim laskim legoy, even it doesn't make a distinction between the middle of the week, between Erev Shabbos. Apparently it's mutter all the time. The only thing that the Ram forbids is to give, or lahaski behemto, his animal or his slave, that's also because the loch of Shvisis behema ve'eved. But he doesn't quote the whole price, namely that on Erev Shabbos, that it we also. Apparently, the Rambam thinks that, again, he doesn't quote it because he thinks, as the Baal HaMor suggested, that Braisa goes according to Beis Shammai. However, then we're confronted with this question, which Tosis asks, and will be a question on the Rambam as well. It's a question that the Baal HaMor asks on the Rif. If the halacha, that Braisa is going because of Shvisis Behemto, so it should be also not only on Erev Shabbos, excuse me, on Shvisis Kalim, not, shouldn't be also only Erev Shabbos, it should be also the entire week. So why on Wednesday and Thursday would it be permitted to give Kalim to the Goy to do Malacha with them? So the Rav explained that Shvisis Kalim is not an independent Halacha, but towards the Kli, that the Kli has to be Shovis from Malacha on Shabbos. Like the Halacha of, as an example, like Shvisis Behemta, that the animal is not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos, your animal. Because by Behemta, there's a locha l'man yonuach. So that's a din on the Behem itself, that you have to make sure that your behemoth is not doing melacha and that it's resting as well on Shabbos. But kelim, there's no halacha of the kelim resting per se. The halacha is if melacha is done with the kelim, that's metzurif to the bailim and tzachson in the shabbosim of the bailim who owns those kelim. And so therefore that tziruf melacha that the kli is doing is only related to the owner, to the yid, if it was done erev Shabbos. But if it was done earlier in the week, before erev Shabbos, we don't relate the melacha of the kli to the bailim, and if it's not a chason, the shabboson of the bailim. And based on this, we can understand the chilik, which the Rambam says, between Shechivas Kelim, Erev Shabbos, that's Osa, but Ravi and Chamishi on Wednesday and Thursday will be Mutter, and Shechivas Behemto, that's Osa, whenever it's rented out, as long as the Behem is doing Melacha, it's forbidden, because Shechivas Behemto is a Loch in the Behem itself, that we Laman Yonuach, that the Eved and the Behema should rest. So therefore, that per se is usur. However, Shvisis Kalim is only because it relates back, it's Mitzuv to the Bailim. So that's only if it was done Erev Shabbos. But if it was done early in the week, it's not Mitzuv to the Bailim, and it's Mutter. It's interesting to point out that the Rav said that the Balamon Avodah Zorah on the Rif says that the Halacha Shvisis Behemto is also only if it's Erev Shabbos, like Shvisas Kalim. But the Rambam, we see that the Rambam distinguishes between Shvisas Behemto and Shvisas Kalim, and others disagree with this Balamor. Apparently the Balamor thinks also that the Loch of Shvisas Behemto is because it's not the Behemoth per se that's because of Laman Yonuach of the Behemoth, because if the Behemoth does Malacha, it'll be Mitzurif back to the yid. So if he gave it to the goy before Erev Shabbos, the Balamor thinks that it doesn't relate anymore to the melacha that the goy is doing, doesn't relate back to the owner, to the yid.